Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, and welcome back to Surviving the Sunday Scaries. You know that feeling when a simple conversation with your partner turns into an epic battle of wills? Yeah, me too. We've all been there. But guess what? It doesn't have to be that way. Today, we're diving deep into mindful communication and how it can be our secret weapon for turning those potential conflicts into opportunities for understanding and growth. Because let's be real, life is messy, people are complex, and sometimes, even the best intentions can lead to misunderstandings. But that doesn't mean we have to become experts in passive-aggressive warfare. Let me give you 5 golden nuggets of wisdom to help you navigate those tricky conversations with grace, clarity, and a whole lot of empathy. First up, active listening is your superpower. No, seriously, it is. Instead of just waiting for your turn to speak, truly absorb what the other person is saying. Pay attention to their words, their tone, their body language, the whole shebang. When you genuinely listen, you show respect and create a space where they feel heard and understood. Second, ask clarifying questions instead of jumping to conclusions. Ever felt like your partner was talking in a foreign language? Yeah, sometimes communication can get a little scrambled. So, don't be afraid to ask for clarification. Phrases like, "Can you help me understand what you mean by?" or, "Tell me more about how that makes you feel," can work wonders in bridging the gap. Number 3, watch your tone of voice. It's amazing how a simple change in inflection can turn a friendly conversation into a heated debate. Aim for a calm, even tone. Think of it like your inner Zen master coming through. And remember, saying things kindly doesn't mean sugarcoating them. It's about expressing your thoughts and feelings honestly while being respectful. Speaking of respect, number 4, acknowledge their perspective, even if you don't agree with it. Remember, everyone comes from a unique place with different experiences and beliefs. Taking the time to truly understand where they're coming from can go a long way in building empathy and finding common ground. It doesn't mean you have to change your mind, but it shows that you value their viewpoint. And lastly, don't forget about the power of I statements. Instead of blaming or accusing, focus on expressing your own feelings and needs. For example, instead of saying, "You always make me feel," try, "I feel," when. This helps to avoid defensiveness and creates a more constructive dialogue. Okay, let's take this one step further. Picture this. You and your best friend are planning a trip, but you can't agree on where to go. Your friend is adamant about visiting that trendy new cafe everyone's been talking about, while you're craving something more adventurous, maybe a hike in the mountains? This could easily turn into a shouting match, right? But if you apply these mindful communication strategies, things might look different. You could start by actively listening to your friend's excitement about the cafe and ask them what specifically draws them to it. Then, express your own feelings and needs, maybe saying something like, "I really want to experience something new and exciting on this trip." By using I statements and focusing on understanding each other's perspectives, you're setting the stage for a more productive conversation. Who knows, you might even end up finding a compromise that works for both of you. So remember, mindful communication isn't about being perfect, it's about making a conscious effort to connect with others in a deeper, more meaningful way. It's about creating space for understanding, empathy, and growth. And hey, if it helps us avoid those epic battles in the process, well, that's just an added bonus. I'm Riley Hart, and I believe we can all learn to communicate with more intention and kindness. Share this episode with someone who could benefit from these tips, maybe even your partner or a good friend. Let's spread the love of mindful communication one conversation at a time. Until next time, keep it real, keep it kind, and remember, you've got this.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.